You say you're a cheater. What makes you a cheater?
I don't call it cheating for real, for real. I call it self-satisfaction.
Wow. What? Oh, my God. Word.
Now, look at the chick sitting next to him in some type of animal print or whatever you call that dress. Look at that face, everybody. So we already know that she's a fucking just off this energy we're looking at right now on her face.
And if she doesn't like it, let her get mad. It's on her, not you.
Mm-hmm. I like making myself happy.
Ain't no point.
I call it self-satisfaction. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I'm with a girl, but I see another girl that I like, but I don't want my girl to find out, and I'm not allowed to do that, I'm going to do it.
So why don't you just be single?
Boom.
I don't want to lose my girl.
So can she f*** with other niggas?
Uh-oh.
She won't be f*** with me.
Oh.
So yeah, this is cornball shit. So let's get that out the way. Now see, it's not cornball shit if you just let a chick know up front you're not going to be the only one. And I'm not interested in you having sex with anybody, so I'm just letting you know in advance. You know, if you want to rock with that, you can. If you don't want to, cool. This is like just some fat, nerdy dude who willing to do anything for hoe. And I don't respect dudes like that. They don't have character when it comes to getting hoe. They'll fuck their best friend wife. They'll do anything. These men are pathetic.
Girl, go fuck with another nigga, please.
That's not
like an easy.
That's not ladylike.
That's not, yeah,
what?
Y'all are ladies. We're men. Why do y'all want to be men so bad?
We don't want to be men.
You always first thing you said was, can she go fuck other niggas?
Because look what he just said.
Listen, a girl losing value the more niggas she has.
To a men. Nigga. It don't matter.
Sit your ass down.
So this is a clown. Just look at that face right there. We already know this is a fucking clown. Nose Ring Chronicles. The Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Ball-headed scallywag chronicles.
Who else you gonna deal with?
Who in the world?
Men.
What?
That ain't what Beyonce said,
bro. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Man, black people are obsessed with fucking celebrities. That ain't what Beyonce said. So that's who leading the female black community? What a fucking joke, man. It don't take long to sniff these idiots out. It really don't.
My lady just said, can your girl f*** with other niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who look worse? If I had sex with three women, or if you had sex with three men the same day, who look worse?
I mean, the woman,
but you know what's crazy? How the females stand together.
To whom?
Right. To men and women.
Looks worse to niggas.
No.
Niggas don't hold each other accountable. So of course the woman's gonna look worse. Cause y'all co-sign on each other's. Mm.
So you think you'll find?
Give it up for a reality check. Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. I hope you hear me sit down. Shut the fuck up, because you sound fucking stupid.
Doesn't it take away from the applause if you have to tell people to clap for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ego out of this world. Narcissism out of this world. They have no shame and no self-awareness. Everybody give it up for what I just said. Like, what? Defeat the purpose.
I'm starting to think almost 98% of women are retarded.
Females stand together until they don't like the girl they standing next to.
Ooh,
that's true.
Talk
you
to them.
What I'm saying? If I came to you and said, y'all just hit 1,000 since I've been out here, you gonna clap me up. And if we argue and get into it, you're never gonna bring that up to bring me down.
Mm-hmm.
If females stand getting
she got your ass.
And switch that and put it in females. Once an argument happens, they're gonna put her down by saying that.
What they gonna say?
You let all them niggas.
You ran through.
He ran
bitch,
through
you ain't nothing. You ran through.
Look at her masculine face, everybody. Now, that's a fact. The sisterhood isn't real. It's a facade. In a lot of ways, they sabotage each other to compete with each other. Or sabotage them just so she can have some company in her misery. The sisterhood is most definitely not real.
How could you be so sure?
If a woman has a best friend or something, the sisterhood might be real. But this whole all for one, one for all with all women on earth, that shit ain't real.
That don't
you know what? But my thing is,
where's that accountability?
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You can deal with multiple men and not f*** multiple men, first of all.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go. Here the fuck we go.
Like myself, I have a rotation of approximately four men.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're just a terrible human being, aren't you? You're just a terrible human. You suck.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Four young men of God at that.
Mm-hmm. That don't make it. That don't make it better.
You with me? And that being said, like, I might have sexual relations with one or one and a half at a time. By a half, I mean like I might f- every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I have like my main.
The other two not.
We talk every day. They still there for me. All that shit.
That's so beta. It's like throw up, beta.
This is a 30-plus, possibly 40-plus-year-old woman. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind with this whole conversation. This is a grown-ass woman. This ain't a 17-year-old, folks. She says she's talking to four God-fearing men. Well, first off, all of them are going to say they're God-fearing if they saw that on your dating app, that you want a God-fearing man. Women don't get it. Men are going to say whatever they need to say to get in where they want to get in. And they'll even look up a Bible scripture to text you every morning. They're so easily tricked. Their minds are so feeble. These feeble-minded, sad, sad creatures. All Night Mike or Long Stick Rick. That's the guy she have sex with all the time. It's the bad boy archetype, the player archetype, the 6-foot-plus with charisma and a nice body archetype. We know that guy. We go over him all the time. Now let's talk about this second guy that she fucks sometimes. A percent guy. He's good looking. Not as good looking as the guy she has sex with all the time, but he's good looking. He's tall. Not as tall as Long Stick Rick, but he's tall. And here's the major difference. Long Stick Rick doesn't give a fuck about her whatsoever, but she's in love with him.
You don't know that.
And half a night, Mike, he actually likes her. So he's giving off a little beta energy. He's not completely beta, but he gives off a little beta energy enough to only get screwed some of the time because he actually cares about her.
It ain't right.
And then the other two guys who aren't getting screwed are just complete beta punks that she uses as, you know, food when she want to go out or an emotional tampon when she wants somebody to talk to. They're there for her whenever she needs them. So these dudes are straight suckers.
These broads are ratchet. And any fool that link up with him deserves such as your luck. I don't have no sympathy. Now, here's the thing. I don't begrudge a woman for getting what she wants. If you can find a sucker that's stupid enough to sign up for this bet, go get him. I don't. And when you crush that lane, which you will, you know what I'm saying, which you will, because it's in you to do it, he'll learn.
But it's like four main people in my life that are in my life on a daily basis.
So you don't like alpha men?
What Alpha, Omega, I don't give a damn about that.
What alpha man is going to talk to a girl that don't have sexual relations? Who's going to? This is your play brother?
You know what? No. You know what? I had this conversation just yesterday with one of said men. And I was like, I noticed that I am attracted to very good men.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
I thought women want providers, somebody to come in the house. I thought all that. He can't be a provider knowing his girl got three other niggas. How could he can?
Look, my tire blew out on the way here, honey. Guess who got it towed?
Who?
My nigga.
I'm gonna tell you this right damn now. It wasn't a nigga that's clapping on the regular.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
Guess who got it towed?
Who?
My nigga.
The nigga that you don't have sex with?
Not right now, no.
I told you so.